In this session, we will look at the new regime for charging tax on pre-owned assets. Since the inception of the Gifts with Reservation rules in Finance Act 1986, there have been many, sometimes very elaborate, tax avoidance schemes set up in an attempt to get around these rules. Some of these schemes have been successful and have allowed taxpayers to give away assets while still being able to benefit from those assets without falling foul of the Gifts with Reservation rules. For example, cash gifts were not caught by the Gifts with Reservation provisions, as there were no tracing rules in Finance Act 1986. A donor could therefore give cash to a donee. The donee could then buy an asset, for example a house, and allow the donor rent-free use of that asset. The cash gift was a pet, but was not a gift with reservation of benefit. Over the years, the government had dealt with these schemes on a case-by-case basis, by amending the existing rules to plug specific loopholes. The Lady Ingram scheme was one such example, where the carve-out of a leasehold interest out of a freehold was initially held by the courts to successfully avoid a gift with reservation, but was subsequently nullified by anti-avoidance legislation in Finance Act 1999. However, in a consultation document in December 2003, the Revenue signalled a change of approach to tax avoidance in this area. As part of what they called a wider strategy to protect tax revenues, the Revenue stated that income tax will in future be charged on the benefit people enjoy when they have arranged free continuing use of major capital assets they once owned. And, with particular reference to schemes like the Double Trust Scheme and to cases such as IRC and Evanston from 2003, the Revenue announced that arrangements like this are often made to get around the IHT Gifts with Reservation rules. Essentially, these Gifts with Reservation rules are intended to stop people from giving their assets away so that, for IHT purposes, they are out of their estate when they die, while still continuing to enjoy the practical benefits of owning them during their lifetime. The consultation document was followed up by the pre-owned assets legislation in Schedule 15, Finance Act 2004, as a direct response to what was seen by the Revenue to be the setting up of artificial structures, whose only motive is to avoid inheritance tax. The new rules took effect from the 6th of April 2005, i.e. from tax year 2005-06. The Revenue deliberately delayed the introduction of the new provisions for 1 year to give time for taxpayers and their advisers, if they so wished, to unravel schemes previously introduced and to return the taxpayer to the situation he would have been in had the original planning scheme not been implemented. For those taxpayers who chose not to unscramble previously successful planning schemes, such arrangements are now likely to fall within the tax on pre-owned assets. The pre-owned assets rules impose an income tax charge on benefits received by the former owner of the property. This is unusual in itself, as the Revenue has introduced an income tax charge to protect themselves against the tax lost as a result of inheritance tax planning. The Revenue seem to have preferred this route to any further attempts to tighten up the existing IHT rules, which taxpayers and their advisers seem to have found too easy to flout. The income tax charge is levied on a notional amount of income, broadly equivalent to the annual rental value of the asset concerned. This notional income will then be declared on the taxpayer's self-assessment return, and income tax will then be paid on that income in the normal way. Tax will presumably be paid at 40% or 50%, as most taxpayers caught by the rules are likely to be higher rate taxpayers. This notional income will be taken into account in determining payments on account for the following tax year. Note that the income tax charge will only fall upon those taxpayers who continue to benefit from an asset given away after March 1986, but are not caught by the gift with reservation rules. If a gift is subject to the gift with reservation rules and is therefore still in the donor's estate for IHT purposes, there will be no pre-owned assets charge. A pre-owned assets charge will apply where a person occupies land if, on or after the 16th of March 1986, he had disposed of that land or had disposed of an interest in it. The rules will also apply if the donor owned other property whose sales proceeds have been used to buy land which the donor now occupies, or if the donor provided the consideration for the owner to buy the land. The amount charged to income tax will be the appropriate rental value, less any payments made by the chargeable person to the owner of the land. The appropriate rental value of the land is the rent that the owner might reasonably be expected to obtain from a letting from year to year, i.e. a typical commercial rent. This commercial rent is calculated by assuming that the property is let unfurnished. The tenant is responsible for taxes, rates and charges, for instance, utilities, council tax, etc. And the landlord bears repair and insurance costs. The rental value should be reviewed on a regular basis to reflect market changes and will be subject to agreement with the revenue. Payments made by the chargeable person, i.e. the original donor, to the owner are deductible if they are in pursuance of a legal obligation, for example, under the terms of a formal lease. Such rental payments made by the occupier to the owner will be taxable income for the owner under the rental income rules. A loss cannot be created if payments exceed the rental value. Schedule 15, paragraph 6, imposes a pre-owned assets charge on chattels, such as paintings and antiques, etc., in a similar way to the charge on land. Once again, a charge is imposed if a donor gave away a chattel after March 1986 and is still in a position to enjoy or benefit from the chattel. The rules do not apply if the gift is subject to the IHT gift with reservation rules. However, the pre-owned assets charge on chattels is calculated by taking a notional interest rate rather than taking the annual rental value of the chattel. This is likely to produce a significantly higher charge, as the annual rental value of chattels is typically quite low. The amount charged to income tax will be the notional interest payable for the period, less payments made by the chargeable person to the owner of the chattel. The notional interest is the interest that would be payable for the tax year. If interest was payable at the revenue's prescribed rate on an amount equal to the value of the chattel, at the valuation date. The valuation date is 6th of April in the first tax year, or the date on which the taxpayer first becomes liable to the income tax charge. The income tax charge is based on that value for the first and for the following four tax years. A new valuation is required after the first five tax years. For example, a taxpayer liable to the income tax charge for 2005-06 would value the property first at 6th of April 2005, then at 6th of April 2010, and thereafter, every 5 years, as long as they continue to benefit from the pre-owned asset. A taxpayer who becomes liable to the charge, say on 6th of October 2010, would value the property first at 6th of October 2010, and then on the 6th of April 2015, and then every 5 years after that. Payments made by the chargeable person must again be in pursuance of a legal obligation and will be taxable income for the recipient. A loss cannot be created if payments exceed the notional interest. By way of illustration, Mr. Lord gave away a valuable painting in 2007 to a family trust. The arrangement was structured in such a way so as to avoid falling foul of the gift with reservation rules. The painting continues to hang in Mr. Lord's dining room. When given away, the painting is worth £500,000. Mr. Lord pays a rent of £200 per month to the trustees. Assume HMRC's prescribed interest rate is 4%. The pre-owned assets charge for 2010-11 will be as follows. We start by taking the notional interest payable for the period. This is the value of the painting at 6th of April 2007, being £500,000, multiplied by HMRC's interest rate of 4%. This gives £20,000. From this, we deduct payments made by Mr. Lord for the use of the chattel. This is £200 per month, giving £2,400. The amount charged to income tax under the pre-owned assets rules is therefore £17,600. In 2010-11, Mr. Lord is therefore deemed to have received income of £17,600. This will be included in his 2010-11 self-assessment return, and the income tax will be paid by the 31st of January 2012. It will also be considered when calculating payments on account for 2011-12. Schedule 15, paragraph 8, imposes a pre-owned assets charge on intangible property. This will apply to intangible property, such as shares, of a trust where the settlor is a beneficiary, and the income of the trust is taxed on the settlor. The pre-owned assets charge is the value of the intangible trust property multiplied by HMRC's prescribed interest rate. A deduction is available for any income tax paid on the intangible property under Section 624 of ITOIA 2005. Note that this is not a tax credit. Tax previously paid by the settlor is now reducing the income tax charge, on which further tax will now be levied. Under the gifts with reservation rules, there is no tracing rule for cash gifts. It is not possible to reserve a benefit if cash is given away. For example, assume Henry gives cash of £500,000 to his son Toby. Toby uses the cash to buy a house. Henry subsequently sells his own house and moves into the house previously bought by Toby. The gift of cash by Henry is a pet and will be exempt if Henry lives for another 7 years. However, this does not give rise to a gift with reservation, as the subject of the gift was cash. It is irrelevant that Henry is benefiting from an asset purchased with his cash gift. There are tracing provisions under the pre-owned assets rules. These are contained in Schedule 15, Paragraph 3 of Finance Act 2004. Under Paragraph 3, a pre-owned assets charge will apply where a chargeable person owned an interest in the relevant land or in other property, the proceeds of disposal of which were directly or indirectly applied by another person towards the acquisition of the relevant land. A pre-owned assets charge will also arise where the chargeable person has directly or indirectly provided any of the consideration given by another person for the acquisition of the relevant land. This is best illustrated by an example. Henry owns a house. For IHT planning purposes, he wishes to give the house to his son Toby, but he still wants to be able to live there. He is aware that if he does so, he will make a gift with reservation for IHT purposes. This will make the gift ineffective for IHT, as the house will still be in his estate. Henry therefore sells the house for £500,000 and gifts the cash to Toby. Toby uses the cash to buy another house, which he allows Henry to occupy rent-free. This is not a gift with reservation for IHT purposes. However, this is caught under the pre-owned assets rules, as Schedule 15 treats Henry as indirectly being able to benefit from an asset, in this case the cash, he previously owned. Henry will therefore have an income tax charge based on the rental value of the land he is now occupying. There is an apportionment provision where a person provides part of the funds towards the acquisition of the relevant land. Henry gifts cash of £500,000 to Toby in 2008. Toby uses the cash to buy a house for £750,000. Toby allows Henry to occupy the house rent-free. The annual rental value of the house is £4,000 per month. There will be a pre-owned assets charge for 2010-11 based on the annual rental value. However,
As Henry only provided £500,000 of the £750,000 acquisition price, the charge will be apportioned accordingly. The pre-owned assets charge will therefore be £32,000, and this will be chargeable to income tax on Henry. Similar rules apply where the asset in question is a chattel. The revenue has confirmed that cash gifts before the 6th of April 1998 will not give rise to a pre-owned assets charge using the tracing rules, as the original pet would have become exempt by the time the pre-owned assets rules were introduced in April 2005. This will be the case even if 7 years had not elapsed between the cash gift and the cash thereafter being applied in acquiring the land or the chattels. For example, assume Henry gave cash to Toby in 1996. Toby used the cash to buy a house for Henry to live in. This will not give rise to a pre-owned assets charge.
A pre-owned assets charge is levied where the chargeable person originally disposed of land or chattels otherwise than by way of an excluded transaction. Therefore, if the donor can still benefit from an asset he gave away, but the original gift was excluded, there is no pre-owned assets charge. An excluded transaction includes any of the following: a disposal on an arm's length basis, e.g. for consideration equal to its market value, a disposal to a spouse or to an interest in possession trust for a spouse, a gift of cash more than 7 years before the donor first used the asset purchased, gifts covered either by the small gifts exemption of £250,000 or the annual exemption of £3,000, or a gift for the maintenance of family within Section 11 of the Inheritance Tax Act, and jointly occupied land which is exempt from the gift with reservation rules under Section 102B, as discussed earlier. If the original gift was within any of the above, it is an excluded transaction, and the pre-owned assets charge will not apply, even if the donor can still use the asset given away.